Attacks on Westerners worldwide have added a new level of anxiety to the lives of expatriates. In October, the bombing of a nightclub on the Indonesian holiday island of Bali killed nearly 200 people, mostly Western tourists. One of the suspects in custody told investigators that Americans were the target. Many Western governments, including the United States, have warned their citizens not to travel to Indonesia, and they've urged those already there to leave. As part of our occasional series, Americans Abroad, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta on one woman who decided to stay.
Most foreigners, most Westerners living in Jakarta are being a little more careful these days. Fewer trips to the mall, fewer birthday parties for kids at the local McDonald's or Wendy's, just in case. But look around, says Anita Kendrick, an American living in Jakarta. Everything looks normal. And she's right. This is not a family living in fear. The happy screams of children playing can be heard upstairs. One of the family dogs is snoring loudly, contentedly, at the foot of the sofa. Anita Kendrick says she knew early on that she wanted to live and work abroad.
When I was 7 years old, I asked for a globe for Christmas. I was just interested in the world. Once I came here, I started out as a Peace Corps volunteer in the Philippines and just got hooked on Asia. I just wanted to be here.
She has been in Asia one way or another for 20 years, living and working in Indonesia, India, the Philippines, Nepal, and Bangladesh.
New experiences, new smells, new sounds, new languages, new cultures to understand. It keeps me engaged, keeps me from getting bored.
Kendrick and her husband both work on development and environmental issues, and their similar way of looking at the world, she says, is why they married, and why they've stayed abroad even after having children. They have two, an 8-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter. Neither has ever lived in the U.S., though they visit every year. Kendrick says she believes her children, too, benefit from living abroad.
My children could tell the difference between the Latin script used to write English and other Western European languages and Chinese and Hindi script before they could read. You know, my son would look and say, oh, that's written in Hindi, or that's written in Chinese. When I was 5 years old, I didn't know there were any other languages. His exposure, I mean, his understanding of both of my children, their understanding of the world and of people is so much greater, so much richer, and I can't but see that that's a benefit for them.
Kendrick and her family moved to Jakarta from India about a year and a half ago. It was a homecoming of sorts. She'd spent 2 years here as a grad student doing research and learning the local languages, Bahasa and Javanese. She and her husband knew that Indonesia was a volatile and sometimes unpredictable place after the fall of the dictator Suharto, but she says that was part of the attraction.
We'd always hoped we'd be able to return to Indonesia. Both of us were interested in being able to work here. And even though it was a time when things were not stable, because it was a transitional time, it's a very exciting time to be here. It's an exciting time to watch Indonesia grow and to somehow be a part of that.
But that was before the Bali bombing and before the international schools in Jakarta were closed for several weeks in November and December after receiving what were called credible threats of terrorist attack.
And that took everything to a different level because I had never thought that my children might be singled out as targets. And that just has made me reevaluate and rethink how I feel about everything.
Everything, including staying. But the school authorities built higher walls. Indonesian police and Marines with automatic weapons were added to beef up security, and the schools reopened briefly before the Christmas holidays. Kendrick says she was extremely nervous about sending her children back, but did, determined to keep life as normal as possible.
My first impulse was that I'll go and stay the whole day at school with them. And then I realized if all the parents did that, they would really have a problem on their hands. So I went and I did hang around a lot longer than I normally would, but I took the kids and left them at school and I came home and I cried. The anxiety of the 2 weeks leading up to that and then putting them back there was very difficult. When schools reopen in January, we have to see how we feel.
Anita Kendrick says she gets lots of email from family and friends asking her, telling her to leave. She understands their concern, and she acknowledges that some might think her irresponsible for staying.
I think every individual deals with risk differently. I'm a fanatic about seatbelts. My children do not get in the car without seatbelts and car seats and booster seats. It's a risk I'm not willing to take because it's preventable. And no place is risk-free. I come from Oklahoma City, and Oklahoma City was the last place in the world you would have expected something related to terrorism, like what happened in the Oklahoma City bombing. Because what it made me realize is that you cannot outsmart terrorism. I mean, it's going to hit in an unexpected place. That's what terrorism is. And if you spend your life trying to anticipate that, you know, something might happen at this place or something might happen at that place, so I won't go there, you're not going to live your life.
People didn't pack up and leave New York City after 9/11, Kendrick says. Why should she?
The thing is, we have our life here. We have jobs here. We have our home here. We like it here. We've invested a lot in studying the language, learning, and to pack up and leave would seem irresponsible to us now. And there's nothing that has happened that has made us feel that we should get up and leave all that behind.
Not yet.
Not yet is is the worry that we all have.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.